Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The World Health Organization has warned that the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is still spreading at a very intense level across the globe. China has reported thousands of new cases from an Omicron-led outbreak that's put millions of people under lockdown. In Hong Kong, too, the health system is reportedly at breaking point. Here, a major Dublin hospital, The Mater, has appealed to the public where possible to avoid its emergency department due to the pressures of COVID. There are currently 1,081 people in hospital with the virus, the highest number in more than 13 months. We've been speaking to Dr. David Nabarro, the World Health Organization's special envoy on COVID-19. I began by asking him to explain what's driving this global rise in infection.
Since this pandemic started, we have begun to detect that there is a rhythmic pattern of cases, that means people who've got COVID-19, and indeed of deaths due to the virus, around the world. It seems that waves grow and peak about every 4 months. I can't explain to you precisely why this happens, but I do know that the virus is immensely transmissible. So if you've got people with the virus in a community, the virus will try to infect others. And secondly, the immunity that comes after we've been infected with the virus or we've been immunized tends to drop off in the months after the infection or immunization. And after about 4 months, the immunity drops off quite substantially. So I suspect it's to do with a combination of the amount of virus around in a community and the degree to which people are protected by vaccines or immunization that leads to this pattern of cases coming up again about every 3 to 4 months. I don't believe this is something people should be super worried about. What tends to happen when you get cases picking up again is that you will get a bit of a surge in a locality, and what then is the immediate response is that the local authority will put in place advice to people, advice to companies, advice to organizations, advice to those who've got particularly high risk because they're immunodeficient, so that action can be taken to deal with it.
In some parts of the world, though, the surge in new cases is very significant. In China, Hong Kong, for example, are reporting very significant increases in numbers. Here in the European region, yourselves, the WHO, are saying that the increase in that most recent week was just 2%. So clearly nothing to become too alarmed about. But what's your advice to, for example, countries like Ireland, which with high levels of vaccination and certainly much lower levels of hospitalization and mortality than we were experiencing at the height of this?
Well, Brian, we are 2 years plus into this pandemic, and honestly, collectively, we know what to do. Citizens know what to do. People running hospitals know what to do. And I think governments know what to do. Ireland is an example of a government that, in my view, has decision makers who take very balanced decisions. Number one, what we need to be always conscious of is that older people or people who've got other diseases are at high risk. So number one, again, make sure that you're up to date on your vaccinations. Number two, as the virus starts to pick up, as we got more people in communities infected, put your masks back on and maintain physical distancing. You want to try to avoid pushing this virus around if you can, and each one of us can make a contribution. Number three, prepare everybody for what we do if there is a big surge building up in one particular county. And that does mean being ready for the possibility that we might not be able to move around freely as we would want to. There may be restrictions on movement, but only for a short time and only where the problem is greatest. It's those three areas that I want to be focusing on: protecting through immunization, preventing transmission, through wearing masks, physical distancing and ventilation, and preparing for those surges and the possibility that in very restricted areas, some movement restrictions may have to come back.
For the most part here anyway, the very significant testing and tracing infrastructure that had been in place has been dismantled. So even the number of cases that are being reported may well be an underestimate of the level of infection and spread of the virus. What's the WHO saying in relation to the need for testing and tracing to understand what's happening?
So the technical leads in the WHO have been quite clear with countries around the world. Do not rush to dismantle your infrastructure for enabling people to get tested and also enabling contact tracing. We just say, don't rush to dismantle it because you might need it with these surges popping back up. And after all, it's not horrendously expensive. It's something that we wouldn't want it to be permanently dismantled.
Dr. David Nabarro of the World Health Organization.